makinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is Brett McLaughlin, and we are going to talk about a special kind of candle for this Christmas season. Good day, Brett.
Hello.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Glad to talk to you.
You caught my attention in the shopping mall the other day because you were selling a special kind of candle, Cebu Soy. Tell us how it all began.
Cebu Soy is the name I chose for the range of candles. I am a regular visitor to Cebu in the Philippines, and I started a charity in a little organisation after Typhoon Yolanda. And we raised money and built a couple of houses for people over there, people who are living in the streets and in their rubbish. And once that was done, then we transitioned into helping schools. So we've got a couple of schools over there that we fund, raising money for the children and making sure they get a good education.
Cebu is close to your heart because you were a frequent visitor back then, isn't it?
Yes, my ex-wife is from Cebu. She's Australian, but she was born in Cebu, and we were going there regularly to visit her family while we were together. I continue to go there now, even though we're separated. I just love the place. Cebu's just my favourite place on the planet, I think.
And you've chosen to put a part-time business to help fund programs to help children in Cebu.
Yeah, well, we had to raise money somehow, and I'd been doing these scented candles for a little while, but we decided the name should be Cebu Soy, and 10% of what we sell, 10% of what people spend, goes to our charity, which is called Just Helping Out Philippines.
So Cebu Soy is your part-time business to help fund projects for children
in
Cebu.
Right. Exactly.
So I understand that you run a feeding program?
Yes, that's right. We do a breakfast club at one of the schools. The kids get a hot breakfast. We find that some of the children are coming to school without breakfast. Some of them come to school on Monday and they haven't eaten since Saturday, you know, and the teachers are... We liaise with the teachers and they fill us in on what they need. But I just worked on the basis that how can a child study on a Monday when they haven't eaten since Saturday? It's just a crazy situation that we don't understand in Australia.
So what is it about these children that you can't seem to leave?
Oh, look, I love the place, Cebu. And the reason I got involved in the schools was because my ex-wife's cousin was a teacher at this school up in the mountains, and she was shocked at how little they had as far as facilities go. They've got no internet, they've got no computers, and they're all sitting around a teacher's laptop, 20 kids sitting around one laptop to look at a class. And it just seemed crazy. So we just do practical things that the kids need. Like we bought a projector for the school. So, you know, it's got a big 70 by 70 screen so the teachers can plug their laptops in and the kids can sit in their seats and look at the screen instead of all hunking around one laptop sort of thing. You know, we just do those practical things that the school needs.
And you also help specific school children, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, well, any of the kids who are missing out on something, like some kids their parents haven't got money for uniforms, and if a child has no uniform and everybody else does, it's just a problem for them. It's a self-esteem thing. So we try and make sure that every kid's got what they need.
And what is it about Cebu that you fell in love with?
Oh, just the whole place. Just the whole place. The people are fabulous. You know, it's a place that I just keep going back to, and I just like the way the kids thrive on education. They want an education. You know, it's their way to improve, their way out of poverty. And a lot of them have to leave school because their parents just can't afford it. And we just like to make that little difference. You know, I just want to make a little difference, and if we can get a kid through school and get them into employment, I mean, it's a step in the right direction for the whole country.
You are an accountant by day.
Yes.
And a candle maker by night. if we can say that.
In the morning sometimes. It's crazy.
Interesting. How'd you get into candle making?
My ex-wife used to buy candles, and then she tinkered with making them. And then it evolved from there. And I just thought, well, this is okay. This is something that I can do that's a bit artistic, and it's not all numbers and computers. So it's a relaxation thing for me.
I guess it works well for you because you don't have to hire anyone to do your tax.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yes, that's good.
Well, thanks very much, Brett, and have a Merry Christmas.
And same to you. And anyone who's looking to see what we're doing, they can look at our Facebook page, Just Helping Out Philippines, and also through Cebu Soy Scented Candles. And they can get an update on what we're doing.
Thanks very much, Brett McClellan from Cebu Soy.
Thank you.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.